Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You could have heard a pin drop anywhere in Kansas City yesterday after Patrick Mahomes goes down on a fourth and inches sneak. We had the MRI about 2 hours ago, and it sounds like, all things considered, it's best case scenario. Joining us right now, a guy that was tweeting a lot about this last night, this morning. He is a 17-year former doctor, the head team doctor of the San Diego Chargers. And you can follow him on Twitter. He is at ProFootballDoc. We welcome in Dr. David Chow. Dr. Chow, thank you so much for the time. We appreciate it. Last night, when everybody saw that knee come out and get popped back in, a lot of people got real worried. What did you see?
Well, just for clarification, what I saw was the knee cap that was popped out and got popped back in. That's actually a big distinction, because if it was the knee joint, you'd have worries about multiple ligaments, arteries and nerves and things like that. So, yes, it's still bad. It's still grotesque looking. And Patrick Mahomes is as tough as they come. There's a reason why he was lying on his offensive lineman and couldn't move, right? And the offensive lineman had to wiggle himself out from underneath Patrick Mahomes until he got the kneecap popped back in, so to speak. And that's where we sit now.
So what was your prediction last night before we got the results of the MRI today? How did you think this was going to go?
Well, we're on the good side, but we're right where we thought. I did not expect there to be additional damage in terms of knocking off a piece of cartilage or anything like that. But certainly there is damage. You cannot dislocate your kneecap without damage. So if you look at the major news people's words, I think they're very accurate. But when they say no additional damage, they mean there's no other piece knocked off. And when they say best case scenario, they're not saying there's no damage. There's no question the medial retinaculum or the medial patellofemoral ligament, what holds the kneecap over from going out to the outside and dislocating, is at least stretched or partially torn. And that is always the case anatomically. And because it's not torn in two, yes, surgery isn't necessarily needed now or immediate if you were you or I, but I still think part of the second opinions and other things now for Patrick Mahomes is to see about the risk of playing through and, you know, still considering surgery in the big picture. Remember, he's about as young as you come and as good as you come, and he's your franchise player for the next dozen or 15 years. So you have to be very careful about the long term. Nobody wants to see him re-dislocate and then perhaps knock off some articular cartilage and end up with some sort of permanent issue related to arthritis or otherwise. So I think everyone's going to be very careful. It is good news. It is better news than it could have been, but it's still not a great injury to have had, and Patrick Mahomes will have to deal with it, as he has already, with a high ankle sprain all season.
When you mention a stretched ligament, and they're saying out 3 games, is that ballpark in your head, the amount of healing time for it to, that ligament that was stretched that I can't pronounce, does that give it enough time to get somewhat back to normal?
Well, once stretched, it's always a little bit stretched, but 3 weeks is not unreasonable. It is doable. I open with the 1 month, not to put pressure on them. It's, you know, splitting hairs for a week there. Whether it's return at 4 weeks or out for 3 weeks, it's actually the same thing, right, in terms of time. But we do have a comp for this, which is in 2009, Matthew Stafford, quarterback of the Detroit Lions, had a similar situation, and he missed 3 games and then returned to play. But he indeed had surgery at the end of the season, like I had mentioned. And the good news is he hasn't really seemed to have any issues going forward. But, of course, Mahomes and Stafford both play quarterback, but they're two totally different types of quarterbacks. So that has to get factored in as well.
So what are the next 3-4 weeks going to be like for him?
Well, I think the next 3-4 days are going to be gathering other opinions and making sure they're okay with the decision to try and rehab this and play and, you know, right now control the swelling and so forth. Then he's going to undergo a bunch of rehab, and then we'll see. And he's always been a fast healer. Look, week one, he had a pretty significant high ankle sprain, and no one took that much notice because the Chiefs were still winning and they were 4-0. But after the last couple of losses at week 5 and 6, people started paying attention to that high ankle a little bit. And yes, he re-aggravated it. But a lot of rehab, and the risk is when he does come back, and if it is the plan to come back, he'll wear a brace to try and hold that kneecap over, and hopefully it won't come out again. And that's sort of the goal. And I still think surgery is on the table for end of season, but let's hope he can do what's right. But you also have to factor in, he's very young. He's still playing on his rookie contract. And so there's some other moving pieces, too.
Talking with Dr. David Chow. He is from the Pro Football Doc on Twitter. A fantastic, fantastic follow, by the way, to read. If you want to see it, make sure you do follow him on Twitter at Pro Football Doc. You mentioned a brace, Dr. Chow. When that brace is on there, and you know what kind of quarterback Patrick Mahomes is, he wants to run around. Do you think that that brace prohibits him from moving, or will he perhaps have to change his gameplay the final month of the season?
Well, you know, the brace is not that restrictive, which is good news. Patrick Mahomes, an 85% mobile Patrick Mahomes, is probably more mobile than 90% of the quarterbacks out there. So I don't think he's going to be a statue in the pocket, but it certainly would be safer and less pressure on his knee if he wasn't so dynamic and creative. He's certainly a very good quarterback, even just in the pocket. I'm not saying that he can only be a statue, but it's lessening risk, right? The less crazy you drive, perhaps the less chance of getting into an accident. The less dynamic he is, perhaps the less chance the kneecap might shift again, and that's what we're trying to avoid if he's trying to come back right now without it.
If he does come back at some point this year, you mentioned off-season surgery. What's recovery time for a surgery like that, regardless of when he has it?
It's typically 6 to 9 month timeline. So the question is, can he have it done in the off-season and make it fast? He can. It's not the widest margin in the world, but it is something that can fit into the off season, and obviously some of that depends on how long he has to play and into February.
Doc, I don't know if you have assessed his ankle, his left ankle injury, but if there are, let's say, 3 weeks or 4 weeks, or maybe even five, because there's a bye week built in there at the end of the 4 weeks, does that then bring him back if the knee can regain its strength, if that ligament can be, you know, less stretchy, less bendy, along with the ankle? Does that kind of put maybe Patrick Mahomes, give him a little silver lining to this kind of injury?
Well, I like that approach. I like to deliver good news, and absolutely, if you can assure there's 4 weeks or more of not stressing that high ankle, it might get too close to 100% and be able to take a hit the next time someone steps on it or rolls up on it. So I like that approach. And the other thing I'd love to make clear, since you guys are a news channel, it is my opinion, of course it's just opinion, that the left high ankle really had very little, if anything, to do with the right knee. I don't believe that the Chiefs did him a disservice by playing him, and this is what caused the knee injury. As a matter of fact, the Chiefs medical staff, who have a very good reputation, seem to have done a very good job. Look, he was obviously quite painful, and they reduced it, got the kneecap back in on the field, and you saw what sort of immediate relief he had, to the point where you could basically walk off the field and wave off the cart. So I have seen on Twitter and otherwhere sometimes people criticizing the Chiefs medical staff or the Chiefs for playing him, et cetera.
Andy Reid got a lot of heat last night for it.
He did.
Yeah, the head coach got a lot.
Think about it this way. There have been a lot of pressure recently for people to say, look, it's a high-leverage play to go for it with the quarterback on a 4th-and-1 or 4th-and-a-half a yard. Well, this is obviously the potential downside. But ultimately, if you would have told me at the beginning of the game, how is Patrick Mahomes more likely to get hurt? Would you want him back in the pocket facing the Von Miller rush as he was looking to throw the ball downfield? Or would you want him to, if it was just one play, which is more less likely to injure him? Is it a sneak? We're standing back in the pocket, holding the ball for 4 seconds as the Von Miller is coming around the corner. I would say the safer play is the sneak. So in some ways, Andy Reid is correct. that I don't think the sneak is a terribly dangerous play. But remember, it's football still. It's a collision sport, not a contact sport.
Last one. If you were Patrick Mahomes' doctor, what would you advise him to do? Rehab and play or take the surgery now?
Well, if I were Patrick Mahomes' doctor, I'd give him all the facts, him and his family, his dad, his mom, his agents, et cetera, and the team all the facts, too, and come to a joint decision. How badly is the medial retinaculum or MPFL injured? How shallow or deep is the groove? What is the shape of the patella? What is the alignment of his knee? What is his history in terms of ligamentous laxity? A multitude of other factors. Put it all out on the table and give him his relative risk and possible outcomes with and without surgery, and let him and the team decide. Now, in my thinking, I think it's pretty clear that Patrick Mahomes, being the guy that he is he's going to say, let's ride, let's roll through this. I'm a team guy and the whole deal, and that may be good. But ownership and management might need to take a step back and say, well, if there's even a 5% chance of something going sour here and potentially long-term issues, maybe we should be more conservative and look at the next 12 to 15 years. I guarantee you that's a conversation that's being had, and it should be had. How it should be decided is based on the individual circumstances. I'm on the outside looking in on that. But one other piece of this is, if there is some risk of further injury, which there potentially is, you also have to understand, and who can blame him? I don't think Patrick Mahomes is going to make this point, but his agent might make this point, saying, look, he's on a rookie deal right now. He's poised for the biggest contract ever. We'll play, but maybe you got to guarantee him a little bit of something before he does this. I don't know. I don't know what his agent's thinking, but maybe that thought is crossing some people's minds, too.
He was the San Diego Chargers team doctor for 17 years. You can follow him on Twitter. He is at Pro Football Doc and online at ProFootballDoc.com. Dr. David Chow. Dr. Chow, thank you so much for the time. We appreciate it. We'll hopefully never talk to you again, but we will definitely bug you if it comes to that.
All right, thanks.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.